Yes, as you say, this is the one that we all look forward to. No matter what rally you're doing, you look forward to Donegal, and you prepare yourself and you make sure that the engine and gearbox and everything else is going to be fit for this one. So definitely looking forward to it. Yeah.
You've had your troubles, to say the least, since last year on the international. The car has been, it hasn't been going the way you wanted it to go, but in recent weeks it's starting to come together, is it for you?
It is. We had problems, you know, last year we had a nice little lead there last year, and a gearbox linkage went. And to be fair, then we had a couple of good runs after that, and through to the harvest. I think we'd won four or five rallies after each other. But we sent the engine away for a rebuild, and it let us down for the first four rallies this year. But thank God, it's definitely back on song there now from the last rally there in Limerick, rather.
Yeah, and of course you won in Cavan as well the week before.
That's right, we won in Cavan again against Gary there, and tight battle, tough stages. They probably suited my car more than Gary's, but Gary's not going to be hanging around either this year.
What was it like getting, I suppose, that frustration off your back, off your shoulders? Because it was an annoying situation for you, having put so much effort into the car and it just wasn't working out.
It was annoying, and you know, in the end up you were starting to doubt yourself. But you know, Monin really showed the you know exactly what the car was all about. You know, we put a lot of effort into the first couple of stages, and we just knew that, you know, we're talking, myself and Brian talking, going up stages, that, you know, there's no get up and go in the car. So we had a bit of a go at our team, and thank God they spoke to Emersport and got their act together and sorted it out.
Yeah, Brian, we'll bring you in. Looking forward to Donegal, the Fiesta now back in singing mode. How does this car suit the Donegal roads, suit the Donegal stages?
Yeah, it suits it. Obviously, weather's a big thing as well. I think probably a drier day would probably suit the wee car better. On a wetter day, you're sort of having to carry more to keep the speed and the rhythm up on the 2-litre cars. But hopefully. Set up, we're happy enough with it. It was the power issue we had up to this, but we think we've that under control now too.
Yeah, 2014 was the year that you won in the Subaru. Trying, of course, to get that victory in the Fiesta. It's a case of third time lucky.
Third time lucky, I suppose. Yeah, you won it the first time, you try and do it again. It's not as easy said as done, you know, but I suppose the start of the year hasn't been great for us, but you still need to come with a good attitude and get a good recce done, and after that, you have to take it from there.
Yep. We're speaking here in recce weekend, the weekend before the event. There's a bit of change to the stages, particularly on Sunday, so is there a bit more work to do this weekend and prepping for the actual event?
Definitely. I think if everyone's lucky enough to get to Sunday is definitely going to be the twist of the rally, because it's new sort of for probably everyone. I think these stages were done in 2011, which we didn't get to do ourselves. So I think even if anyone is lucky enough to have a bit of a lead on Sunday, it's still going to be tough out there, you know.
And that's a position that you'll want to be in, Declan. You'll want to be at the front come the Sunday morning. You were on course for that last year, but it didn't work out. But it would be a big bonus if you were to be there this year.
It would be. We were on course for that last year, as you say. And what we're trying to do at that stage, on the last stage in Garton, was, you know, to back off a little bit, and we could afford to lose a little bit on every stage and keep it sensible. But it'd be very hard to get back into that position again. So, as you say, we need to be, you know, you need a few seconds there now, 20, you need 20 seconds there on Sunday morning. And again, you could lose them. So you do need a bit of time in the bag now for Sunday.
Yeah, and there's a couple of big stages on the Saturday. It's a long day. It's the biggest day of the rally, and if you're going to make up your time or make your move, that's the day to do it, isn't it, the Saturday day?
It is. Knockalla, Garton, and them type of stages, you know, especially Knockalla, you know, it's long. You think you might have a flow through it. You could also get cleaned in it if you weren't careful.
What about the opposition then, Brian? We've got Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett, winners from last year. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy is going to be there. Dunn is always in the mix as well. We're waiting to see what car Sam Moffat is going to turn up when he's entered in the R5, but there's a lot of speculation that he will be here in the WRC, which is going to put an added bit of spice into the mix as well. Will it be a case of all you guys will be gung-ho right on it from the very start on the first stage on Friday out in Trenta?
Yeah, definitely. Donegal is all about, you know, you can't start off too slow. You have to be on it from the word go, like, and it's just picking that limit of not going too far, you know. Gary, Donna, they're all in form. Sam, as you say, could turn up yet in the WRC, and I suppose everyone's probably gunning for Sam at the minute. He's the man to beat, so yeah, definitely.
And how do you manage a rally, Declan, because it's a hard thing to do, because in your sport you want to be on the limit all the time, but if you are going to manage such a long event, which is sore in the car, sore in the drivers as well, because it's 3 days, how do you get that fine line right?
Well, to be fair, every rally that you start, you be as quick as you can and try and keep the car on the road. Donegal's a long rally. You cannot afford to let anybody take 10 or 15 seconds off you because you just won't get it back. So you have to give it your best shot every stage.
Yeah. Finally then, are you happy where you're at now at the moment compared to where you were two months ago? The car's back again. Both of you guys are working well as you always do. Are you confident that you can... can get your second Donegal International one?
The car definitely is right, and you know the last four or five rallies, the last four rallies before Limerick last weekend, the car wasn't right. It definitely is right now, and I'm happy with that, confident with that. It's just down to myself and Brian now to keep the car on the road. If we can keep the car on the road, we definitely won't be far away.
Yeah.